Daedalus Howell has been a newspaper reporter, a screenwriter, filmmaker, and sometimes radio host. Now he has published a fanciful science fiction/crime novel in which the narrator and lead character is a former newspaperman named Daedalus Howell.
There was a point while I was writing where I realized that I was leaning a bit on my own autobiography. So to permit myself to write and use the voice that I've been honing all these years, I thought, well, I could write it as a kind of self-parody. And once I accepted that and let myself off the hook for what may be construed as sort of an egomaniacal approach, it really opened it up, and writing it became a real joy.
The novel, Quantum Deadline, playfully meshes stylistic conventions with the sardonic, self-deprecating protagonist trying to sort out plot twists that jump between similar but different parallel universes.
It's ostensibly crime fiction with what I call diet sci-fi or sci-fi light. It does rely on some necessary tropes to make the plot work. And we live in science fiction. You know, we live in the future. And so leaning on it as I have, conjecturing around the possibilities of parallel universes and all that, that's my daily news feed when it comes to quantum physics.
The fast-paced novel is set in the city called Lumaville, which Howell describes as, quote, a sleepy Northern California college town in the grips of a startup boom. But in this dimension, we know it by another name.
Petaluma is a very strange town. What we have in the veneer is a very Mayberry-like existence, a very small town, but just below that, I mean really just a scratch below that, there's so much weirdness and darkness. Not necessarily negative, but often. And that was something that I've been habitually drawn to. Petaluma is a very noir town to me. And since it's sort of my inspiration, since I live there, germinating first from American Alley and radiating out through the town, it looks like an old movie.
The fictional Howell is also a former newspaperman, now reduced to unhappily churning out news-like content for a website. That rings true in this world, too. With good reason.
I did a turn at a .com not too long ago, one of these editorial situations where I was asked to gin up content, to hit certain keywords that were search engine optimized in terms of getting eyeballs on their page. And I realized it wasn't journalism so much as a kind of math where you plug in variables. It was algebra in English. I eventually got out of that, but what I took with me was a kind of jaundiced view.
The small print on the cover identifies Quantum Deadline as part one of the Lumaville Labyrinth, indicating that this is only the first in a forthcoming series.
There are more stories to tell in this vein with this particular character and plot lines that I want to continue that I've established in this first book. But also, it's kind of how things are done these days. A one-off, at least in genre fiction such as I'm writing, is sort of a rare occurrence. Series, it's easier to market. And so having succumbed to market pressure, I realized, actually, I want to write more books. And I want to write more books as this character and with this particular population.
Also, Howell says writing the book was actually fun. But that doesn't mean it was easy.
It was some of the best times I've had in my life and some of the lowest times as well. When it's semi-autobiographical, you take a lot of hard looks at yourself. I would have moments of sheer exhilaration. Like I would find a connective bit that really sang for me and I could pull in a gag and I'd crack myself up. But I spent 3 weeks writing one chapter toward the end where I'd drink a bottle of wine and cry because it was so difficult to find the language for what I was trying to express.
Now, he says, the first sequel is also written and awaiting its own publication date, which is yet to be announced. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.